You're very welcome to Lauren Aporca here on WLR, Tomás McCarthy in the hot seat till 7 o'clock. Well, all four Waterford teams will hit the road this weekend in the National Leagues, and we'll hear from all four camps over the next hour. Daisha hurling coach Dan Shanahan will chat about Sunday's trip to Antrim. Jerry Wallace and Abby Flynn will talk about the start of the National Camogie League. While later in the hour, we'll hear from Waterford football managers Tomás McAteer and Paul Shankey.
Paddy Leavesy from Ballygunner wins from the puck out, loses it, leaves the ball. Oh, in comes Jamie, snaps it up. The 4 mile man goes for a point and gets a point. Great play by Jamie, really looking sharp. Brilliant last week. He started brilliantly today.
Well, there's a Davy Fitzgerald derby in store on Sunday as the Waterford hurlers face Antrim in Corrigan Park. And if you can't make the trip to Belfast, it will be our George Corbett Mazda big match here on WLR. Join Kieran O'Connor and Michael Ryan for live coverage from 1:15. Well, on Tuesday night, I caught up with Daisha coach Dan Shanahan before training at the SETU Arena, and I asked him firstly for his thoughts on the win over Laois 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, job done to Mass, to be honest with you, after a poor result against Carlo. It was important we got back to winning ways, to be honest with you, Tomás, and we did. Like, you know, we knew how good Laois were. Tricky opponent over the years, like, you know, we got the job done. Easy enough in the end, but started the second half, did a few chances to close the gap and missed a few frees, but we pushed on in the end. I think if we'd done any bit longer, we'd have won by more, Tomás. So, job done, 2 points on the board.
What do you need to work on ahead of the game against Antrim?
Yeah, it's a different game altogether, Tomás, to be honest. You're going to Corrigan Park, it's a club grounds, like, you know, and we all know Davy and his tactical side of the way he plays the game and numbers at the back and attacking and running. So it's going to be an extremely tough game, Tomás, under no illusion of the games they played. Like, you know, I wouldn't worry one bit about the game against Offaly. That's gone. He would have parked that, like, you know. So he's seen a big team coming to Corrigan Park now in Waterford, and they'll be hoping to get a result against us. But look, we have to work on what we can do and improving the aspects of our game from the Laois game. You know what I mean, Tomás? So we're looking forward to the game. Long trip up, Tomás, but look, it's going to be a day we can create a bit of bonding for the lads going up, and please God get the right result against Antrim on a tough day in Corrigan Park.
Yeah, you mentioned, like, Antrim are coming off that heavy loss against Offaly then, but what sort of challenge do you think they'll put in front of you now, in front of their home crowd in Corrigan Park?
Yeah, different game altogether, Tomás. Trust me when I say that. I was up there 2 or 3 years ago in Waterford. I think I won the game in the end, struggled to win the game. I think Antrim missed a penalty in the last few minutes to get a result to Moss that day. So we know, under no illusion, if we're not prepared and willing to work harder than Antrim, we know what's going to happen. So we do. It happened against Carlo. So it is. We have to go up to the right frame of mind to Moss against a good, hard, physical Antrim team. Any team that goes up there to Moss has to earn their victory. You look at the teams they've played over the years, and with Davy in charge now again, he's going to bring a lot of tactical side to it. So we have to be on our game, Tomás. I'm a big fan myself, and we are big fans of worrying about our own, getting our own game right, and then worry about the opponents on the day.
Yeah, do you think Davy might have a few tactical tweaks up his sleeve then, considering how well he knows these players over the past 2 years?
Of course he will, Tomás. Do you know, of course he will, and he knows the players inside out, and he knows Waterford hurling inside out, so he's going to come with something different, Tomás. But so are we, Tomás, like, you know, so we have to go up there with our game plan and see, can we implement that, you know what I mean, and make the first move. So look, Tomás, we're under no illusions. Davy knows the boys. It's going to be a tough game for Waterford hurling. Get the right result and get out of Antrim with 2 points. That's the target, Tomás.
What was the mood around the camp like then after that opening defeat to Carlow?
Yeah, as you know, Tomás, I think you probably heard it, but there's a bit of a it was a tough week, Tomás. So it was. Carlo deserved a win tomorrow, so let's not take that away from Carlo. Tough place to go, you saw that last year. Again, no excuse the way they drew with Kilkenny, and they've beaten a few big teams along the way. We weren't in the right frame of mind. Carlo troubled us and they beat us tomorrow, so it was a long week tomorrow. Asking a lot of questions, soul searching to be done. But again, the talent we have in these players, you couldn't question the talent or not, and we never will tomorrow, to be honest. It's just one of those days when you're not fully focused. You've seen good Waterford teams too, when they're not focused, Tomás get caught, and that day we did get caught. But we rebounded. We got 2 points on the board against Laois. We had an extra week off then, so we had to train hard, Tomás, and we've done that. Like, you know, so it's onwards and upwards for Antrim.
How have you felt the lads have responded over the past couple of weeks, Dan, since that loss?
Yeah, they've been outstanding, but I expected that, Tomás, to be honest with you. Like, you know, they were hurting as much as we are. So they were, our management was hurting, so were the players, Tomás, and when you lose, like, you know, because you're Waterford, it doesn't give you the right to go up to Carlow and expect to win every game. Do you know what I'm saying? So you have to earn the results up there. We didn't on the day, so we hurt it. The one thing I will say tomorrow is, when we hurt, we all hurt together. When we win together. When we lose together. So it has to hurt when we lose tomorrow. There's no point in playing this sport tomorrow if you're happy losing. It has to hurt when you lose. And the day it doesn't hurt when you lose tomorrow is the day you give up hurling or give up sport, to be honest with you. So we rebounded, we trained hard that Tuesday after the Carlow game. The game came for us, the Leash game came quick for us tomorrow, the week after, and look, we got a result in Welsh Park, thank God, that day.
How challenging has it been then in the first couple of months, like, being down so many regular players, like close to 20 there at one stage?
Yeah, very hard tomorrow, but it gives lads other opportunities to come in and stake their claim. You know, you're down good players, but when you put on the Waterford jersey tomorrow, these lads in here are good players. So they are. And that doesn't mean they're, because they were beating against, doesn't mean you're a bad player. So it doesn't. We trust the lads, the panel we have picked at the moment, Tomas. When a lad is injured and another lad comes in, he has to be able to do the job. Like, we have some lads to come back, maybe, please God, the weekend or the weekend after, or whenever it is. We'll talk to our physio, Michael Sullivan, he'll let us know. Get lads back, Tomas, for the games as the weeks go on. But again, we'll have 15 going out next Sunday. So will Antrim. So them 15, them 20 players that we use will have to want the ball more, will have to work harder more, will have to be clinical in the finishing tomorrow to be the tough Antrim team in Corrigan Park.
We saw Cormac Daly, Kieran Bennett, Peter Hogan, Desi Hutchinson all get minutes into their legs against Leash. Dan, will you have many more players back from injury now this weekend?
Yeah, we'll have to look at it tonight, tomorrow, so we'll see who we have available to train tonight. To be honest with you, as I said to you a minute ago, tomorrow, so we'll see what Sully says to us, who can play, who can train. Like, it's great to get time into the boys. See Daisy coming onto the field there, they got the biggest cheer of the day, to be honest with you. He's our captain, he's our leader, like, you know, and you know, to have game time into some of the other lads, Kieran Bennett, another lad, Cormac Daly, first time in 18 months, Conor Keane making his debut. So, do you know, it was a lot of pluses, Tomas, to be honest with you. Look, you know, we've other lads to come back to, Tomas, but they have to take the protocol. The thing about Tomas, these lads have been playing at the top level with so many years, and we have to mind the older lads that are there, like, because when they finish a county, they get a week or two off, they go back to their clubs. They're playing hurling and football for 6, 8, 10, 12 weeks in a row. Next month, 2 months, and they're back to go training in December. So it's tough going, Tomas. They have to mind their bodies. We need our players for championship, Tomas. Do you know what I'm saying? So we have to look after the bodies. And like, I hope people can see that, Tomas, because I don't think people realise that if you rush for this back, they'll be gone for championship. They get injured. And if you get injured and pull a hamstring or twinge a hamstring 2 weeks before championship, you'll probably miss the championship campaign. Do you know, after doing a lot of work for 4 or 5 months, so we have to box clever Tomas with our lads coming back.
How was Shane Bennett? And he came off with a dead leg there at half time against Leash.
Shane has gone for a while, Tomas, to be honest with you. Again, he's on the return to protocol there, so he won't be involved for the next number of weeks for him, so he won't. So look, a big loss. We just chanced a wing back there. He would have played wing back with his club, and he was going well there, Tomas, just to freshen things up for Shaney, but unfortunately he got into the knee actually, and he did a bit of damage to one of his ligaments there, so he'll be out for a few weeks.
Yeah, so he's done some knee ligament damage, yeah, then, is that right?
I'm not a physio, Tomas, to be honest, but there's a big word for it, Tomas, but I don't know what it is. So it's not the main knee ligament cruciate or anything like that, it's just a ligament around the knee there that he needs to rest it and recover and get the mobility back into it.
Yeah, so would he be under pressure now to make it from time for Munster Championship?
Hopefully, Tomas, that'll be that. Like, you know, I know we're not expecting him to be out until dinner at all tomorrow. Like, you know, it's about 4 or 5 week job maybe, do you know what I mean? So please God, Shane, he will be back tomorrow for championship, please God.
What do you make the form of Jamie Barron, Dennis? Yeah. His 13th season, but he's looking as fresh as ever, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a great man, tomorrow. When I say a great man, he's a great man, tomorrow. They are all a great men, but Jamie's really stood up. We have to mind Jamie as well, tomorrow. As you said it there, his 13th season, do you know? So we have to mind Jamie Barron. He's massive for us, but he's like when a new manager comes in tomorrow, they bring their own things, their own stamp on it, like, you know, and Jamie has bought into us big time, like, you know, like all the lads have, like, you know, it's very important. But look, we freshen things up there, put him in the forwards this year. That's not saying he went back midfield, Tomas, but we just keep him fresh and looking after him, so we're as best we can, Tomas. But Jamie's a beast to look after himself off the field as well as on it, Tomas, and that to me is pivotal. And all the lads do see the condition of the players now, Tomas, they have to be in, like, you know, it doesn't come overnight, and Jamie's one of them lads that looks after himself and gets the rewards, Tomas, because he's still playing the best hurling I've seen playing in a long time.
What's it like being back involved in the setup this season, Dan?
Yeah, pleasure, Tomas. So it was, I had to make a big decision to leave the 20s and Ken and the boys there, and it was a hard phone call to make. But when Peter came and asked me to come in, like, you know, you're training the elite, Tomas, and I'm delighted to be back. I'm a proud Waterford man. to be back training the best players in Waterford tomorrow, it's an honour for me to be trying to coach these lads that we're involved with, because the time I have for them, the sacrifice they make to be here tonight and to be here tomorrow is unbelievable, and to have me here to coach them is our treat, because I'm not the only coach here. We have three or four coaches here tomorrow doing a job together, so and I really really enjoying it tomorrow.
I know you say Munster Championship is the priority then, but how important are 2 points on Sunday?
Massive tomorrow, to be honest with you. Like, you know, there's a trophy at the end of this tomorrow to like, you know, and as an opportunity tomorrow, if we can win the remainder of our games, that you might go to Croke Park on a Saturday evening or Sunday and go up the steps of Croke Park and get a cup. I don't think many Waterford players or teams have done that over the years in hurling, let's be honest about it. So we're not looking past Sunday tomorrow. It's going to Corrigan Park. We know what's ahead of us the weekend after. We have Dublin 2 weeks, or the weekend after we have Westmeath and Offaly. So we have four massive games, but trust me when I say this tomorrow, we're not looking past Antrim on Sunday in Corrigan Park.
What are your memories of playing Antrim over the years, Dan?
Yeah, tough team. A very physical team, Tomas. Do you know, extremely physical. And the passion they have being at home. I've the utmost respect for the clubs in Antrim, hurling in the north, because it's like a religion up there. They bring everything, so they do, Tomas. And to go to Carrigan Park and get a result is going to be tough, Tomas. But I can see where they're coming from. I would have played against them over the years, the passion they bring. And let's be honest with Tomas, you look at the club teams coming from Antrim. They compete against any of the county teams, the club teams in Ballygunner, the O'Loughlin, Gales, the Thomases, St. Thomas's and Galway. They compete and have beaten these teams. So the club holding up there is extremely strong, Tomas. And we know what they're going to bring on Sunday, Tomas. So please God that we'll meet them head on and get our 2 points, get on the bus, get out of Belfast, Tomas.
Dan Shanahan, thanks a million for your
thanks,
time this evening.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Billy Nolan out to Mark Fitzgerald now, stand side, coming near the 65. Mark Fitz now in acres of space, now he's on their 65, opens the shoulders, takes his shot. Oh, that's a super score by the fullback Mark Fitzgerald. That's a bit of class. Billy Nolan gave it to him. He ran a good 20-30 metres, steadied himself over the bar. Class from the UL Fitzgibbon Cup star.
Now you're hurling Lorna Porca with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.